This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Wanted to spotlight an event happening later this week over in North Bend, the 2026 Governor's Marketplace Conference and Trade Show. And from Business Oregon, the Regional Development Officer, Marta Taranci. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thanks so much for featuring us.
So what is this event all about?
This event brings together agencies and public sector organizations that buy and procure goods and services from private businesses and those businesses to truly connect them. So contractors, drywall installers, professional services providers who want to supply to Department of Corrections and maybe local school districts, they can all connect in one place, and it really minimizes the searching around and navigating that business owners have to do on their own.
So it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities for businesses to contract with the state government they might not know about.
Absolutely. Many, many years ago, I used to work on the small business certification team at Business Oregon, my agency, and touring the state with this event was something I really enjoyed. And in every corner of the state, from La Grande to Astoria to Medford, there was always a handful of businesses in each room who didn't know about the scope of opportunities that were almost tailor fit for what they were offering. And the excitement and the surprise on their faces was always the best part of those events. And, of course, the follow-through and then becoming a contractor for the public agencies was always the best outcome.
So what are the hours for the event on Thursday?
The event starts at 10 at the Coquille Casino in North Bend, formerly known as The Mill. And so that's the business owner and attendee session about the business resources available for all types of businesses, not just those who are seeking to contract for the government. Then there are the exhibitor booths hours from 11 to noon, followed by a noon luncheon. It's going to be free. The lunch is going to be provided as long as folks register. We just ask for that. And another hour of exhibitor booths. And to end cap the day, we're going to have a panel with a key of the, let's just say, the state agencies that purchase very actively, proactively, and who want to share how to connect with them to sell to them.
Obviously, a lot of small businesses in this region that are always looking for new opportunities. So it sounds like this would be well worth taking some time to go over there.
Absolutely. And I also work in Klamath and Lake counties. So that's the message I sent out statewide. And that is, if exploring whether public contracting is a right strategy for you, or you want to diversify into that as a small business, or if that's your bread and butter, but there's always more opportunities to connect, absolutely make time for this event, no cost to attend. And we are very lucky here in Central Oregon Coast and Southern Oregon. This once a year event in 2026 is right here in North Bend in our backyard. And I think it's great to take advantage of that.
Now, you mentioned signing up. How do people do that?
If you go to your favorite search engine and just type in Governor's Marketplace 2026 Oregon, make sure the registration is on a .gov page. It's through the Department of Administrative Services. They're the ones putting it on because they manage statewide procurement, rules, regulations, and processes. It's all free, and there are three different registration links. Make sure the businesses use the one for attendees, and there is even a note there. If it's a construction business, they may be able to attend these trainings and document it, and they could receive one continuing education unit per session. So it's all there. That's why we have to track registration and also to provide the free lunch.
Now, as regional development officer, what kinds of things are you working on outside of, you know, events like this?
I'm so glad you asked. I serve Jackson, Josephine, and Klamath and Lake counties. There are 12 of us throughout the state. Half of our job is business development. We support existing businesses, existing employers, primarily in the manufacturing sector, but sometimes we venture out of those. And the other half of our job is supporting community development. We connect cities, counties, special districts, occasionally a not-for-profit, to infrastructure available or infrastructure funding available in the state. That's all publicly funded. And even if we're not the agency that's the best lending or grant-making fit for an infrastructure project, our job is to connect communities like Klamath Falls and Roseburg to maybe federal agencies that might have the best funding fit.
Now, how long have you been doing this work?
I've been doing this for, it's going to be 8 years in March with Hoos County.
How did you get into it?
I was very privileged to get a scholarship to the graduate school at Willamette University in Salem, and I've always had a passion for public sector work and public service. And I was able to get into a fellowship at Portland State University that placed folks with graduate degrees or advanced degrees into not-for-profit and public positions. And so I ended up being at ODOT, and from ODOT, I was recruited into the agency where I am now. And at ODOT, I actually was working on the federal documentation for procurement opportunities to help them be more available to small businesses. So for me, this is truly a full circle to help advertise this event, and I'll be there too.
All right. So again, that's happening at on Thursday, Coquel Casino in North Bend. Anything else you want to let people know?
That public contracting is great to explore. Find out what it takes to become successful there. And if that's not a part of your business strategy, that's fine. But spending some time figuring out whether or not it's for you will be the best use of your time if you attend. And if you can't, then just start seeing what opportunities are available locally, because businesses supplying to public entities in their community, that is so incredibly helpful, and we need them.
All right, Marta Taranci, Regional Development Officer for Business Oregon. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.
Ready to turn your personality into a